Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 26th.
Be advised, the entire bridge, the entire key bridge is in the harbor. I advise again, the entire key bridge has fallen into the harbor.
Rescue operations are underway near the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, as crews look for people who went into the Patapsco River. The structure completely fell into the harbor after a large container ship crashed into one of its pillars early this morning. Here's Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have. We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time.
Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency over the incident, while the White House says it's closely monitoring the situation. A local official says construction workers were doing maintenance on the bridge when it collapsed, and 2 people have been rescued from the water. The container ship, called the Dali, was chartered by the Danish shipping company Maersk, and the ship's management company says none of the crew on board were harmed. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over whether access to abortion pills should be stripped back in the US. The conservative majority court will decide if FDA approval of the drug mifepristone should be restricted. That would stop over-the-phone prescriptions and mail deliveries of the drug, and would mean it can only be used up to 7 weeks into pregnancy, instead of 10, even in states where abortion is still legal. The case was brought by a group of doctors who've presented pretty vague evidence that patients have experienced complications from the drug. We're not expecting a decision until the summer, but this is the first abortion case the Supreme Court has faced since it voted to overturn Roe v. Wade back in 2022, as CNN's Meg Terrell explained to One Thing host David Rind.
A new study just came out showing that medication abortions are 63% of all abortions that happen in the United States. And we just got new data on how many abortions happen per year in the U.S. In 2023, it was more than 1 million. So you're talking about more than 600,000 people using this regimen for medication abortion.
You can listen to last Sunday's episode of One Thing wherever you get your podcasts. Trump Media and Technology Group is making its stock market debut this morning. The company that owns Truth Social finalized a deal to go public yesterday, creating a massive windfall for Donald Trump. In fact, it doubled the former president's net worth, and after the announcement, he joined Bloomberg's list of the world's 500 wealthiest people for the first time ever. It says he's now worth an estimated $6.5 billion. Evan Gershkovich's detention in Russia has been extended again. A statement from a Moscow city court says the American Wall Street Journal reporter will remain in custody until at least June 30th. It's the latest setback for Gershkovich, whose pre-trial detention has been extended several times. He was arrested a year ago while on a reporting trip, with Russian officials accusing him of trying to get state secrets, a charge Gershkovich and his employer have strenuously denied. Up next, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has avoided being extradited to the US, for now at least. The UK's High Court says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can't be extradited to the US until it gets some assurances. It's given the US government 3 weeks to confirm that Assange's First Amendment rights won't be impacted, and that he won't face the death penalty if he's returned to the country. Back in 2022, the UK ruled that Assange could be extradited to face espionage charges in the US, but today the court signaled that it could allow him to appeal the case. Assange is wanted by American authorities on 18 criminal charges surrounding the release of classified materials. Each of those counts carries a potential sentence of 10 years, meaning that if he's convicted, he could face up to 175 years in prison. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.